Hey everybody, this is Beach Mine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my 8th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the social media-themed comedy Ingrid Goes West, and as well as the philosophical comedy drama Lucky. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Ingrid Goes West, and the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. Shattering her Queen of Deadpan image, Aubrey Plaza stars as Ingrid, a moody, unhinged loner with zero social life outside the internet. Infatuated with social media influencer and self-styled star Taylor, Elizabeth Olsen, Ingrid decides to reinvent herself and head to Los Angeles, where she successfully insinuates herself into her idol's life. Now, when I first heard about Ingrid, I heard about it getting so much praise when it premiered at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. And when I sort of heard it first, and then when I read up about it, it definitely caught my interest right away, especially with its plot, because its plot definitely had the potential to be a really interesting satire on our social media obsessive world that we're living in right now. But at the same time, it could easily come across as a bit either heavy-handed or unsubtle when it tackles themes like that. So I was, but at the same time, I was very curious to see how it turned out. Now, having seen the film, I have to say this one it definitely lived up to my expectations for it. But even more so, this one was definitely, without a doubt, one of my biggest surprises at Myth so far. And I really love this film. Like, it is an absolutely hilarious, a really insightful comedy drama that works on a lot of levels. But particularly, it works as a comedy because there was a lot of moments throughout this film where I was just laughing my ass off. But also, it's a film that, at the same time, explores, like I said, our social media obsession as well, in a really way that's kind of, at least, that's also really interesting, but never explores it in a way that it's just about that. Like, it's a movie that explores those things, but it also wants to explore its characters, its story, and director Matt Spicer does a great job doing that. And the film handles the social media aspect extremely well. It does it in a way that's really funny and just so true in so many ways. But it also satirizes also LA life and also hipster life as well, especially in regards of once Ingrid goes to LA and sort of experiencing what LA life is like. And I liked how the film explores that and sort of pokes fun at it as well. And of course, and another thing too, it's like it has a really good balance between its sort of through both the comedy and the drama, and it does a good job at sort of making that even without it being tonally all over the place. And of course, at the center of it has the cast, who are all really good. Who are all really good in their roles. But it really is Aubrey Plaza who is the main factor why this film works so for me. I would say that this is without a doubt her best performance. Like, this is, like, she, there's those same kind of qualities that we've seen her in other roles before, but her characters are much more interesting and much more complex individual. And I like the fact that with both Aubrey Plaza and also the filmmakers, they wanted to explore Ingrid in a way that was more complex and not do it in a way that's in black and white. Like, we do are kind of disturbed by the fact that she's stalking this one internet, the character of Taylor, through social media and basically trying to being a part of her life by pretending to like all the things that she likes. And just, it's very much almost like single white female kind of behavior. And the film does tackle that in a disturbing way. But the film also at the same time makes us very empathetic towards Ingrid and why she's doing this and showing how much of a lonely person she is. And then we do, and as the film progresses, like at first we're kind of freaked out by her and we feel for the character of Taylor and her friends and we kind of fear for them. But interesting enough, as the film goes along, the film kind of does a couple of role reverses where we actually feel sorry for Ingrid and we actually almost in a way have a dislike for Taylor and her friends as well, as how they treat Ingrid as the film goes on. And like, I really like how the film kind of does that kind of role reversal at times, like going back and forth between the two and showing both sides in a way that's very even-handed and more complex. And the film does a great job at doing that. I mean, also the supporting cast are all really great in their roles as well, like Wyatt Russell's in there, and also O'Shea Jackson Jr., who plays Ingrid's love interest in the film, and he does a great job as well. But it's just a really well-written, really well-directed film that I thought was great. I guess the only negative I could have with the film is probably the ending. Not to say that it's bad or anything, but I'm just trying to think of, like, what kind of message were the filmmakers trying to convey with the ending. But that would have to go in the spoiler territory, so I'm not going to mention what that is. But at the end of the day, though, Ingrid Goes West was a very pleasant surprise. I think it's a great film. It's a very funny and at times disturbing film, and I definitely recommend everyone to check this one out for sure. If I had to give Ingrid Goes West a rating, I give it 4.5 out of 5. It is that great of a film. Now, moving right along to the philosophical comedy drama Lucky. And the plot summary for this film is as follows. The legendary Harry Dean Stanton stars as a hard-living 90-year-old atheist on his spiritual journey in this eccentric and moving film that also features Stanton's longtime pal, David Lynch. Actor-turned-director John Carroll Lynch's wonderfully affecting debut was written with Harry Dean Stanton in mind. The great character actor, whose more than 100 screen credits include Alien, Repo Man, Paris, Texas, and currently Twin Peaks, delivers a performance for the ages, playing a man on the verge of the next life who relishes his shaggy dog interactions with the inhabitants of a desert town. Now, I wasn't sure what to expect from Lucky when I sat down to watch it. I heard a lot of really good things about it from a couple of friends of mine on Twitter, and as well as a couple reading a couple of really good reviews on it. But at the same time, I didn't know what to expect from it. But what made me really interested in checking it out, of course, was that it's a film that has a rare leading role from legendary character actor Harry Dean Stanton, who I'm a fan of, and as well as it's the directorial debut of actor John Carroll Lynch, who has starred in so many movies and TV shows over the years, like Fargo, Zodiac, The Invitation, and so many more. So the fact that it was just those two key elements in the film that made me really kind of keen to check it out. And having watched it now, I have to say, just like Ingrid Goes West, this one was a huge surprise for me. I didn't expect it to love it as much as I did. And the thing is, though, what's interesting about Lucky is that it's a very small, simple film, but it's a very effective one. And I'm not saying that as a kind of a knock against the film at all. It's a film that has a lot to say, but it does it in a way that's very subtle. And it's like, but after when you watch it, a lot of the things that it sort of brings up thematically and emotionally just still linger with you long after when you watch it. And especially with the character of Lucky, who is brilliantly played by Harry Dean Stanton, as we sort of watch him during this sort of spiritual and emotional journey that he goes through throughout the film. Like, how it happens is a very sort of simple but very believable way, which I won't spoil, but it does make him start to sort of think more about life and about everything that has gone on in his life up to that point. Because as a character, he's like, he doesn't believe in any afterlife or God or anything like that, and he has a very sort of straight and narrow view of all things in life. But once this sort of incident happens to him, he starts to kind of become more enlightened and kind of see things differently. But it's done in a way that's much more simple and not heavy-handed at all, like a lot of films in the past that have sort of deal with characters who go on this kind of life-changing journey. But it's done in a way that's very eccentric, very quirky, but it's very believable, though, and it doesn't sort of do quirk for the sake of it, and it actually feels organic to the story. And thematically, it just tackles some really interesting themes as well, that I just thought were just so beautifully done. And of course, Harry Dean Stanton himself is is a big part of that. He is absolutely fantastic in this film. Like, I know he's never been nominated for an Academy Award, but if there is a chance, but this would be the best chance for the Oscars to actually finally recognize him, even if they don't actually give him the actual win itself. But just to nominate him just for this film would be the perfect way to sort of sum up his entire career. And I think of him, like a lot of great actors in the past have, and I think this would be the perfect film to do that. Because in my opinion, like, I've seen so many of his performances over the years, this is definitely up there as one of his best, if not his absolute best. And he's just fantastic. But also, the film has a great supporting cast as well. Like I said, David Lynch is in the film as well, playing one of Lucky's best mates. And it's a very memorable role as well. Like, the character is quintessentially, is a very quirky David Lynch-esque character, but he's also quite a deeply emotional and affecting character as well. And also his interactions with other characters is just so beautifully done, and just seeing him cope with all this stuff, and also seeing life differently when he meets all these people. All interactions with his friends, it just really adds another layer to the film that of emotion and even on a philosophical level as well, that really work. And John Carroll Lynch as a director just does a great job. It's just a beautifully shot, well-directed film, and has a great script to boot. And yeah, I just found this a really pleasant, really terrific little film. Like, it's not a film that goes for big answers or to, like, tries to explore its questions in a really big way. It just does it in a very beautiful and very subtle way that makes you feel that leaves you affected by it after when you watch it. And it's just a great, great film that I definitely recommend everyone to check out. So if I had to give this film a rating, I'd definitely give this one 4.5 out of 5 as well. It's just that good of a film, and definitely see it when it comes out for sure. So, yep, that's the end of this 8th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my 9th edition, in which I will be reviewing director Takashi Miike's latest film, Blade of the Immortal, and as well as the documentary on Australian artist Anthony Lister, Have You Seen the Listers? So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys later. See everyone. Bye.